ציונים זין, קוף ימו ארו, היטב שנה, מטרס, מרש 22, 1979, תורסדי קונטיניון.
Implies that he didn't act right, because he said, in other words, he was pleading for mercy. Words, you hit him so much, it's enough. In other words, that had the implication that Rabbi Yisrael Akiva did not act right, because he said, oh, but he already was hit so much. So maybe that is not there. I mean, how do you imply such a thing? So Yamachnik Rosha, according to Ibrahim, Yamachnik Rosha, I mean, the Rabbi Yehine has four categories of Chene. But the worst category of the Chene is when somebody compliments the Rosha for his riches. That's the worst. That's the lowest level of riches. When you compliment the Rosha for his riches. When you see someone hits another person, and then you tell him, oh, you did well. So that involves the love of Lishtachnik. Zuazor Lechanefim, the Sifri says. So this is the complaint that was expressed by the Gezi Bakifer against the story. Omole Amayka Bitoche, So he recommended, Rav Acha recommended Rav Distoye. Why did you act like this? Why were you a chene l'roshe? So, Omalei, Oysam niodom heina no vikeinu namo. Umidabri mechatsye, ushvisege mevolim, arde arde pile barish, evrim kusim keipsim, not worth the war like tears, evrim harubu herbu, ilu hovu el distoye, minos al yane arde barakadaisim, אמר לי עוד מעלו מתחילים למה הוא עושה? אמר לי, יש להם סוסים ופרודים שרוצים אחריהם? אמר לי, יוחה, שקר. I mean, there is a very remarkable מסחס. In other words, he said that these people are racketeers, I mean, gangsters. אין לי מפרוסים, קייפסים, אין לי מהרוב והרגים. So why did they ask him? תחילים למה הוא עושה? What difference does it make? A gangster can kill. The answer is, because that was a criminal act. Even in those days, the Malchus did not tolerate such crimes, such violence. But if mafia has the support, let's say, of certain officials of the government, so then they are not afraid of the Malchus. So that's why he asked him, may all the Malchus kill the Malchus? I'm like, hey. So he says, Yehoshe Shadrona. But if they're not from the Malchus, so never mind the gangsters. Why don't you report them to the police? You don't have to be afraid of them. But if they are killing the Malchus, then you can report them to the police. Because the police itself will protect them. So in other words, Shabrona, because Achnefesh is Deirach Lazare Kole. So it's Deirach Lazare of Achimif Rosh also. Alright. Heirach Mona Leplayne, Volach Lubich Shilu Emotze, Tona Chode Yarzal Limshalah, ניתני עידו, בלי ירשם מי שנשתהו חולה. So if someone said, hey, that deals with the matola, not with alvoy, the returning alvoy. Hey, לך מונה מפלאים, בוא לך ובישים ולמוצה. תונה חודי יעזור למשלה, ניתני עידו, בלי ירשם מי שנשתהו חולה. לאי מבוהו כמיר. דימר שובה הרי לך כסריד. In other words, הרי לך כסריד. The mandor man says, the price that says, that the price that it says, Yarzo. Yarzo, the year Shemishin is Tokole, so holds the history, so Mele, the Doni, the one to whom it was sent. So he was Eche, and when he died, so is Yoshi, is Yoshim inherited from their father. Umashabad, the one who says, Yazo Shalach, holds in the Lafkisli. Omarabalu Bamabo, Bamamo, the Kulal made a Lafkisli. Hului Kashi. Hobi Bori, Hobi Shlid Mera. Now let's see the Rashi. The Kulal made a Lafkisli in the Lafkisli. Bishlid Mera, so Namoret. The price that says that Yazo Shalach has reference to Ibori. So we may lay him in his Lafkisli. So if he died, so maybe he has to bring it back to the Mishal. But the price that says, even in the case where the Sendi is not living, so you have to give it to the Yoshim of the Sendi. So his reference to Yishlim Rav. So what? Now, Yishlim Rav, she calls man shal echozabeh, dvor kichsuvim vechitsuvim, vehem yod idei shriyu, v'yitu l'yer sheni shal ishtal cholei, sh'arizoch ha'avim v'chayim. And this is, even at something, Hob ich schrieb mir ab, ein Ri, aber gab die Messe, die kam in der Heine Isen, wo ich konne ja lach am Schleise, da loch ist, der schrieb mir ab, so eine Kehne, ach am Schleise, so even in the case, where the Mikabe, die predeceased the Nase, and then the Nase died, so it still goes upon the death of the Nase, so it goes to the Yoshim of the Mikabe. It goes to Yoshim of the Mikabe. Abloche von Yosh, die das Nezenu, die Chiv, die sie jesch für den Kabe, wie schaß, mag Mois, wie schaß, mag Mois, sie ist kein Kabe, ach, am ist Ose, oi, oi, er schon, mag du, oi, 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 du, jesch, wie Kabe, ach, am ist es Nezen, konne, a viel man doba, am sagt, luba, wie konne, die beschrieb mir, ki, ki, se leis, kim surim, im Kabe, wie schaß, ni sinas, schrieb mir, oi, am Ose, so, der Ram, raises the question again, states it, he raises the question, is the less around the first bit. Umashma, behold, the Shrim Rafa Mishikar, the Hainitzin, Kolyosh, the Loy, the Mayas, the Himal, Mema, the Shrim Rafa Mishikar, which has what Moise, or Abgabiz, which has what Moise, King Bless, which has Mrs. Litzin, Yazum, Shalach, Elevana, the Shrim Rafa Mishosh, Mosa, Ramon, and Shria, Dwarf, Kersum, and Kersum, and Kab, but you made the Hainitzin, Karkos, and Tays. Abutamani, Lomo, do kaimo be safe der kishnekhun, di matone shrimer al khaimo la khat mamise. Di khibin di beide di khaimo, lesel in kabel, hil konne, wo in kiel mit. So hier ist die Kasche. How can things say? And that is Rashi Shita also. How can things say? That he, even though he was his lapis, but if he said, if he shrimer a said, hey, and then the kabel died before the race. And then, let's say, half a year later, the Nehisim died. So he has to give the Matone, he has to give to the Yoshim of the Mikabe. Why? Because the Mishchim HaKesuvim is not. That would be all true, that would be all right, if the Aloch of the Mishchim HaKesuvim would imply that he acquires title, the Doni of the Shchim Ra acquires title immediately. But the Aloch is, the Gemara says, the Gemara Basra, that Kuflam et Vov, Kuflam et Zayim, that the Doni of the Shrim Ra requires title in the Matone of the Shrim Ra only upon the death of the Shrim Ra. So if it's Meis Mikabu B'chayim Eitzei, so the Mikabu couldn't acquire title, the Mikabu predeceased the Eitzei, and then later the Eitzei died. So how can the Yoshim of the Mikabu acquire title upon the death of the Eitzei? So, it's mashma from this face, and there are rights for it, that even though the Gemara says, Rove says, in Vobasada, from Zion, that the king and Shrimra is Laham, he said, that means that the Doni of the Matone Shrimra acquires title in the Matone upon the death of the race. That was the Nakones Chachomim. But the Gemara says that Matone Shrimra ki Yerushi Shavir Abon, and because of that, someone with a girl who has no Yoshi, who cannot be in Meirish, cannot be in Nisei in full Matone Shrimra. So the Dakotis Chachomim of Matone Shrimra, Diva Shrimra Shrim Suradamye, implied that a person has the right, a Shrimra has the authority to declare a stranger as his Yerish. Now, when does a Yerish acquire title in the Nechosim of the Meirish? Upon the death of the Meirish. As long as the Meirish is alive, the Yerish cannot acquire title. So here, Mitzat Takotz Chachomi, the Doni of a Matone Shrimra is a Yerish. So Bimele, he acquires title. He acquires title upon the death of the Nisim. Not why, not as long as the Nisim is alive, as long as the Nisim is alive. So the Doni of the Matone Shrimra does not acquire title in the Matone. But the Chaleis of the Matone Shrimra, of becoming the Eresh, takes effect immediately upon the Amire of the Shrimra. The moment the Shrimra says, "Nu mone l'pleini," so that, then the Chaleis takes effect. Then it becomes, midrabonon, a Eresh over this Matone. So the Chaleis takes effect. Why then? But it's a Chaleis for later. We have such a thing. A chaleis for later. So here too, by Matone Shchimra, the Takonis Chachomim was Divrei Shchimra ki chsubim v'chipsubim nami. And you see the Rosh Rashi. V'shchimra shekol zman shel chozabei dvov ki chsubim v'chipsubim. V'heir yod idei shchiyu. V'yitnu liyeir shemi shen ishtal chole. Sh'arun zocho abiyem v'chayu. Shekol zman shel chozabei dvov ki chsubim v'chipsubim. Sh'arun zocho abiyem v'chayu. Since when is the zocho abiyem v'chayu? The Kinyan is only Achamise, that's the Kasha Baran. He acquired title. He acquires title, Achamise. But the Chaleis, Zocha Abim B'chayo, means he became a Yeirish over the Matone. B'chayo. B'chayo, he became a Yeirish. So the Chaleis takes effect immediately upon the Amir of the Shrimra. So Mele, even though it's Meis, Mikabu B'chayo Meise, so, V'likone L'Achamise Leise, Nachu L'Hochikon Yoshi. Because Ede Amire, he became, so the Mikabel became the Yeresh. And Mimele, and even though the Mikabel could not acquire title as long as the Nesli was alive, and then the Mikabel died before the Nesli, but he became a Yeresh before he died. So Mimele, then, when the Nesli died, so, through the Aloche of Mishmush, so the Yoshi of the Mikabel, they are the Yoshim over the Maton of the Shrimra. For the Aloha of Mishmush. Alright. Rav Zvi Zomar, so one Teretz was by Rav Abba Bamam. The Kul Al Melech Lav Tisri, the Loi Kashi Hov Bibori, the Price that says, Yaz, or Mishalach has reference to Bori. The Price that says, Yaz Mirsh, Mishnishtal Kolei, has reference to Shrimra. Rav Zvi Zomar Hov Bibori Bishrimra. Hod Yisalim Kabel Bishas Matin Moiz. Hod Yisalim Kabel Bishas Matin Moiz. In other words, the price that says that it's Yavzeru Lir Shem Shinish Talkolei has reference to the case of Yisalim Kabel Shem Shinish Talkolei. When he arrived at his house, so the Mikabel was dead. So the Mele, since at the time of the Amir, at the time of the Matin Moiz, so the Chaleis took effect, so it became Yerish. So then, even though it makes me come to Chayenese, so he became a Yerish, and then when the Nesim dies, so the Yoshim of the Mikabe, through Mishmush, Yarshim, that Matone, that the Mikabe, their father was entitled. Alright. Oh, the lesson comes up by the way. The price that says to Yarshim Shalach has reference to the case where the Doni was dead. At the time of the Matmois, so in other words, the whole Matone was Bitois. It never took effect. So that's why it has to be returned to the Mishan. Rapope of Maho Beobi Bori, Hodim is Mikabel Bechayim Eisei, Hodim is Neisei Bechayim Mikabel, the price that says, that he has to be returned to the Mishalach, has reference to the case where it is Mikabel Bechayim Eisei. The price that says that it has to be given to the Yoshim of the Doni of Mishnishtal Kolei as reference to the case of Misnesim Chayim Mikabel. So first, the Nesim, the boy, even though it was boy, because of the Aloha of Mitzvah Kain Rames. So we see from this Gemara that Mitzvah Kain Rames is not a Mitzvah Kreide. If it had been a Mitzvah Kreide, how could there be a Rushe? If it's a mitzvah kreide, so even according to that Rosh in the Ramban, which the Ramban himself rejects, but even according to the Yeshiva in the Ramban, that there is no kriya, so it means, it doesn't mean it's just a mitzvah. It's a chiyu. It's a shiv, there is a shiv daguf, and there is a schus. But since it's only Takonis Chachonim, so in the main layer, there is no kriya. But there is a schus, according to every shite. Since there is a schus, so mele, if it's mis neisim b'chayim mikabel, the moment the neisim died, so then the mikabel acquired his schus to get this matoni, and then he died. So mele, that monetary schus, his children yalshim from their father. So that's a gemara mefreshes. That means the time of our mess is a monetary schus, and there is Yerusha chalim. Now, hobby hobby book. They were the last person. Hobby Mr. Kamal Haimes, Yazam Shalom, who's also in Kabbalah from his Anis, the Hazrat Ashliach, in Kamisha Mitzvah, Kaim Ramez. She can be so simple to draw, which has been done Kabbalah. Right. Lay the head like a sweet Tanoi. Tanoi, the time. Hey, we're going to be playing the role of the Shalom. Makes Mishalach, suppose, not only did Oni die, but Mishalach also died. Reb Nosen Rabbi Yaakov from Ru Yazo Yeshem Shalach. Ve Yeshem Ru Yeshem 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 The Kalikam is over, Eilach Lavkis. So we may lay in the case of Eilach Mon in the plain. Volach will be showing what's it. And only the Dohi died, since Eilach is Lavkis free, so he never acquired title in the money. So then, it has to be returned to the Mishal. We have no some Rav Yaakov, now we have Eilach Lavkis. Now we have no some Rav Yaakov, we have first the case where the Mishal holds to that. So now we have Eilach Lavkis. We are for God the meat. So he says, Meis Mishalach, when the Mishalach also died, and so Yaakov and Yahweh and Yerushal Mishalach. Even though the Mishalach died, so we still don't say Mitzvah Kain Ramez. We are going to Mitzvah Kain Ramez. We are Yeshemrim, Hilach Kisri. And the Yeshemrim, we are Yeshemrim, Yeshem Yishtalchole. So it means, even if Utligias Rasha points out, after Roy Mes Michal, Babuz and Telekamikot, we take a Nikova Ravida Nosim, it's kind of a mess, Shmaino Yeshem Limit, or Tamayo, like his freedom, but Roy Mes Michal, we are a new dark mess, we can go, Abloy Mes Roy, the Hill of Lapkis freedom, the Hill of Lapkis freedom. ויש שם מלך כסרי, רבי הנושאים שלו, שיש מהמאה, לאב כסרי. מי איך את המיס, אמרינון, מצווה כאן ורמס, וחכון הם אמרים לאחריקו, מי סבקו, וכאן לא מרושוד עוד, ורב שודה הנושאים, מה יש עושה שם? This is how the Gemara wanted to explain the מחלקת הנוי. That the החלק, in the שיילה, is whether he לך כסרי או he לך את לאב כסרי. So the Gemara says what? Before the Kula Amelibli, that he לך is לאב כסרי. The Ochel by Askinon, the Telech is Lach Kisri Banatone. That was the eye of the thesis mentioned, that we do not say Banatone, Telech Lach Kisri, and we do not say Ten Kisri. So the eye is from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Loi be born in the Kula Amal Flik. What do you mean? Kula Amal Flik in the Telech is Lach Kisri. But we do say that Ten is Kisri and Telech is Kisri, that's in the middle of it, because, but in Matone, the Kula Amal Flik in the Telech Lach Kisri. The Ochel by Askinon, Bishri, Merah. Look, the Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Kemitzvah, Vietnam, Chalik Nechos Valpi, Rabbeinu Zerim Erech Ukor, Erech Nesuk Nechos Shil Achayit, Bukhan Mishtar Fazoke, Shil Achayit Nikil Mishich, Chachom Yimim, Vim Eim Oveim, Nikil Mamir, Omgulei, Mai Sobi Yimon Shol Birechi, Shehoi Tso Ochim, So, Rabbeinu Zerim holds that there is no takone of Dim Mishri Vakir Sun Sun Tan, only a Kort Chachom, So, Omgulei, Mai Sobi Yimon Shol Birechi, Shehoi Tso Ochim, Omgulei, Mai Sobi Yimon Shol Birechi, Vihi Mishri Vosom Mone, ומייסובי כי מחכמים לפוראו אומר להם so we see that even though there was no kinyan still the חכמים enforced her amir so we see that the משכי מייקר so we saw it amir without the kinyan אומר להם בני רכל תקבר מימו רשע שס תקבר מימו כלולי תלעים על יעד עלי ולא יזוכו בבייס המדרש לראי אני כשרשו אימו שאו יריקן עם קצי מכאן ולרב לזה קלוימין, ולמיומן מהם ראי, לפי שלו דקטו בעיני חויסו, איזה צבוי, שמתיך שוי או משוי, לא יוסקה בסערש. I mean, it's amazing, I mean, that רב לזה should curse them, alright, for showing me not allowed, there is no love, the raise, of inosi b'amcho lisoi, by a roshe, because b'amcho b'isim ha'isi amcho, but the nisa there is, the Gemara says in Broches that someone had many kofrim in his neighborhood and they tortured him constantly. So he tried to curse them at a certain time when he was nichsul because it's not right to curse even a min. So even a Rosh Gomo, one is not allowed to curse. So how is it that Rav Lezer cursed him? But I think that the pshat here, he didn't mean to curse them in a real way. Asha says glory, because any expression of criticism can also be called glory, but it's not a real glory. Because what did he say? He said bnei rechel tikvah nimo. In other words, the mother of these children apparently was a tzitkonis, and the children did not go in the footsteps. Did not go in the footsteps of the mother. So Rav Lezer said, Bnei Reichel, it would be good if the Bnei Reichel would predecede the mother. What does it mean? Bnei Reichel tikvah nimo. In other words, the Derech HaTeva is that a father predeceases the child. This is the Derech HaTeva. And when a child predeceases, every person dies. But when a child predeceases the parent, that's a glory. So it's a glory even if the child who predeceases the parent is 90 years old. But the father, the parent, is 110 years old. It's still a glory because that's not the Derech HaEilah. So the Melech Asher says, glory. He didn't mean to curse them that the Bnei Reichel should die as quickly as possible. But Rav Lezer said, the Bnei Reichel are going to die. They are going to die sometimes. Whether a year later, or 50 years later, or 60 years later, they are going to die. Every person is destined to die. So Mimele, and they being Rishoyim, and the mother being Yitzit Kondis, so it would be good for the whole world if the Bnei Reichel would predecease the mother. That doesn't mean that he was wishing that the Bnei Reichel should die as quickly as possible. Let's say he only expressed the wish that the mother should live such a long span of life that they would have to predecease her, even if her children would die at the age of 80, but if the mother would live to 100 years, so then the children would predecease the mother. This is what he meant. Bnei Reichel tikvah nimo. He tried to express a broche for the mother because of the contrast between the maisim of the mother and the maisim tatuim of the children. But he didn't mean to express a wish that he should die as soon as possible. Yeah, that Rav Lezer would mean. Anyway, that's it. Not important, I mean. But I just want to explain, I mean, you shouldn't think that Rav Lezer cursed Rishon, Fas Rishon. So Tanakame, so the Gemara says, Tanakame ki Rav Lezer. Tanakame, so the Gemara is explaining that the Machlekes Tanoim has reference to a Shlimer. So what does Tanakame say? Tanakame says, Pelech Mono Leplein, Golach Obitche, Noi Motze, the Doni died. So Yahzor Mishal. And we do not say to the Shrivakim so and so now. Why? Because he holds like Rav Lezer. Rav Nosim Rav Yaakov, and then Meis Mishalach, the Mishalach also died, the Shrivra also died. So Rav Nosim Rav Yaakov from Yahzor Yerushim Mishalach. Not with Rav Lezer. Avogad Meis, but then true is like Rav Lezer, but since he died, maybe we should apply the aloha of Mr. Kadim Ames. So they reject the aloha of Mr. Kadim Ames also. Our Ames Rabbeinu Kadim Ames. V'yei Shemrim, v'yei Shesh Mishri Shnaukle. V'yei Shemrim Kirabono. So again, even if the Mishalah didn't die, As the Gemara said before, so Yesh Emun Kirabot. Yesh Emun. So, Tachan Kirabezah, but Mashrim Rao Bo Rishoni, him Kachila the day after Sula. Yesh Emun Kirabolon, he do Mashrim Rao Kirabot, 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 ורבי יהודה הנשיא שומע משום רב מאיר, what does he say? מי צורי קיים כבר אמרס? אוסו תרב לזה. בוא, היכה דמיץ, אמרו מי קיים כבר אמרס. וחכמים ממו יחליקו, מי ספקו? מי ספקו? אם כרב לזה, אני כרב אונו. ואיכה דמיץ נאמר מי ספקו? אם מי צורי קיים כבר אמרס, לא. וכאן אמרו, אם בובר, תעשה את שוריות. ורבי שמע הנשיא, Maise also Lashino, Rav Shlomo also Maise. Now, in the pshat of Shuliyodi, and here the expression is Kol Mashiyir Teshliach Yase. And Rashi says, and after Zvok, the Gemara uses the expression Shuliyodi. So we see that there is an equation between the expression Shuliyodi, and Kol Mashiyir Teshliach Yase. So, but still, in spite of the two separate expressions that are used in this Gemara, so Rashi says, "Mashiyir tishliach yase, lifi mashiroi v'dai tishom mishalach, imoi sehi niyofen maton ezu, ve'i v'zam kabo lezbon." So that's Rashi Shiti. That should mean, should the daine, means that the daine has to assess, and he has to determine whom, let's say, the naysaying preferred. Whether the naysaying's intention was that he, in case of the death of the Mikabe, it should be given to the Yoshim, or the intention of the Meitzein was that it should be returned back to him. Alright, but Teisa says, Mikabe died of a Tabdin before Mishulik Mishapirish Mikuntres, before the Kakis and Babishneim Shreim, 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 אבל ייתן עדיין למי שירצה, כי אוכל יקום מה שירצה שליח יעשה, ויקום מישהו, you see, it's a little strange, Rashi's a little strange. Here the Gemara, in one place, uses the expression shooting. In another place, it uses the expression מה שירצה שליח יעשה. Doesn't the expression מה שירצה שליח יעשה have the connotation that it depends upon the arbitrary will of the שליח? Still, what Rashi felt that that's unreasonable. Why should it be left to the arbitrary discretion of the Shriach? What's the story in that? So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean Yirtze arbitrarily. Yirtze means it's left to the judgment of the Shriach. But he has to exercise his judgment in good faith, in accordance with what he thinks was the intention of the Naysay. Not that the Shriach should exercise his discretion arbitrarily. I just like the children of the Mikabel, so because of that, I'm going to give him Mikabel. That he has no right. But Teisu Shiti, and it's very strange. Teisu Shiti is very difficult. What's the basis for such a aloche? Just because the Shriach arbitrarily prefers to give it to the children, so he has a right. Let it be Yimunach, let it be Achleiko, let it be something, not that he should be resolved in accordance with the arbitrary discretion of the Shriach. That's very difficult position. But we see that Rashi didn't explain it, even though the Loshen of Komal Shehir, the Shriach Yase, tends to indicate, like they says. But Rashi felt that is unreasonable. We have to understand Teisa as well. Teisa's Shite is really difficult. Alright, anyway. But I did boy loch lossi, would you come to me lossi take? Good for Omar Abis, Valoch Rashina lossi. Well, kind of wrong. And what does Rashina lossi say? According to our text. What does he say? I'll go to somebody say, when we are from the year, she will shout. So, Omar Abis, Valoch Rashina lossi. That means that by Shrimra, and you more applied it in the Maskone, by Shrimra, to Shrimra. So that means that Valoch Rashina lossi, that even by Shrimra, so the Yoshim of the Doni don't get it. But how about Aloha of the Mishrim HaKisun Suvim Damyeh? That means that Aloha, that there is no Aloha of the Mishrim HaKisun Damyeh. So what kind of the Mishrim HaKisun Suvim Damyeh? Rav Yeh said, make it a Bibor. So, Bol Yeh Yoshei Mishalach Koma, Vikayim Lo Mitzu, Vikayim Lo Ramez. So, he says, Yeh Yoshei Mishalach. So Mele, so Mele was, so Rav Shimon Anosi has referenced the case when Mishala died. So how can we pass like Rav Shimon Anosi, but we pass like Ramea, that means Ganganes, Tony Yazo and Mishala. So in other words, we have to make a correction in the text of the Brisa. And it has to read as follows. Rav Shimon Anosi, Al Yodi Oiso Mai Maise, Vionku Yazo and Mishala. And Rav Shimon Anosi has referenced the case where the Mishala is alive. So maybe that's why he said Yalzeru Mishalach, Mishalach is alive. So maybe it's Yalzeru Mishalach because Hillel is like his father.
Shirin and the cast and getting the clock off. Adar Hay Tov Shin Lamed Tes, March 25th, 1979, on Sunday.
Yomah b'fonai nechtam, but loy b'fonai nechtam. B'fonai. Nechtam, aber loy b'fonai nechtam. B'fonai nechtam kulei, b'fonai nechtam chetzie. B'fonai nechtam chetzie, b'fonai nechtam kulei. Pot. In other words, the shliach is required to say both. B'fonai nechtam, and b'fonai nechtam. And if he just says b'fonai nechtam, but not b'fonai nechtam, if he says b'fonai nechtam, but not b'fonai nechtam, so it is possible. Now, according to Rabbi, so actually you should only be required to say for an echtam because we are not cheshish for shalom lishmo. So why did the Chachomim misakei that he has to say for an echtam also? So that is because of zeva dilmosel achluf and bishtore daum. In other words, if the shliach would only have to say before an echtam and not say before an echtam, people will observe it and they'll see that one shliach and dechot is nemot to be mikayim the get, they will create other stories with get, and that would be shalom yedin. So, in order to establish a heter that get is different. So, in the mele the chachomim require the shliach to say also before an echta. So then people will be reminded that get is different. In other stories, there is no such thing as verifying the ksiva of the text of the shtar. Only the ksiva. And here there is a requirement that the shliach has to verify the ksiva also, so the mele, so they will know that the get is unique. Alright. Before I nechtam kuli, before I nechtam chetzi, before I nechtam chetzi, before I nechtam kuli, post. Echo deimer before I nechtam. The echo deimer before I nechtam. Is post. Shnayim emrim von ein Nechtam. Ve echod emrim von ein Nechtam post. Ve Rav Yude Machsh. Rav Yude Machsh. Echod emrim von ein Nechtam. Shnayim emrim von ein Nechtam. Is kosh. Now let's see the Rashi. Hameirim von ein Nechtam chetzi. Echod meirim. Echod emrim von ein Nechtam. Ve echod emrim von ein Nechtam. Post. So he kishaget it mitachas yediyachir because there are two mishnayos in the Gemara. Daf Zayin, and this bovet of the Mishnah of echod imam b'fonai nechtam, the echod imam b'fonai nechtam. So he's first. So the first mishnah in the Gemara is that the Mishnah has reference to a case of einaget it mitachas yedishneir. Of einaget it mitachas yedishneir. So then it is first. But if the get is yetzim itachas yedishneyem, so then the Gemara says in the first lashon, so there is no requirement of before an echtam, before an echtam altogether. The second lashon says that when the Mishnah is referenced even to the case of a get yetzim itachas yedishneyem. So mimele, so now the second lashon, the Mishnah is saying that asur bitrei. He has to say before an echtam. So the Mela, since he has to say before an echtam, and one says before an echtam, and the other one says before an echtam, so it's also possible. This is the reason as to why Rashi says as follows. I kisha get yeitzi mitachas yidei echot shehu mivriyei vei chavir shliach vavosei. So in other words, so who is a shliach? Only the one who say who is made on the chsime. And the one who is made on the ksive is not a shliach. So, since he's not a shliach, he has no nemones. the Chachamim, and in Dechot there's no Nemonis. But here there is a special Kule, that, and in Dechot is Nemon. But even the special Kule is only that the Dechot in Shliach is Nemon. But in Dechot who is not in Shliach, so there is no special Kule. So the Mele, the Shildein Chavir Shliach Bavotim Shemoch Apostle, the Shliach Hatzrechu Rabban Utenu Tabai, Uman the Mitele Namu Bidmore, Bisheshneim Shluchim, and according to the second verse of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the get is Yetzei mitachas Yidishneyev, mitachas Yidishneyev. So, Abloch Apostle, Kim the Chavu di Yikachasini. So, in other words, who is the Shliach? The one, the aid that is made at Chasini. And the aid that is made, the Abdabo Shluchim. The aid that is made at Chasini and the aid that is made at Chasini. But still it is possible, according to the second version. Abloch Apostle, Kim di chadu di ike achsime, vi yuli masi da achsime, ose le achlupe, vi ki yum shtores de alme bi idecho, ki da avgino mi fere kam. So in other words, that even according to the second version, so that is the shita of most Rashi, except the shita of Arad Rav Meshe Bar Rav Yosef, that the Rashi mentioned. But the shita of most Rashi is that even according to Rabbi, now the second version of Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yehuda accords with Rav, because according to Rav, so asur betray there is no requirement of before an echtam for an echtam altogether. So it's not shayach to say echodim for an echtam, echodim for an echtam is possible. It's not required to say it altogether. So how could it be possible when they do say it, but one says before an echtam and one says before an echtam? So the second version of Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yehuda accords with Rav. Now still, the Gemara says in the second version of Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda, "Sal kodai dechamine hoyu ligot Rabbi Yehuda exiro shemiyal tamu tukulei diu mosla achuvim ki mishtore daum beidechot namu ligot akomashol." So the pashtus halosh of the Gemara is that even according to the second version, which accords with Rabbi, so exiro diu mosla achuvim ki mishtore daum be we are geizer, we do say, but. Doesn't the Gemara say, the Gemara is from the Gemara, it's mashma, the first period, that according to Rabbi, we are not Gezer, Dil Moshe, Achuv, and Kim Shtore, Daume? Right at the beginning of Gittin, Dab Gimu Lama Daume, at the end, when the Gemara says, Vihobe, Vidinu Dileis Noche. So in other words, Rabbi my time about Rabbi, Kirobe, if the time is because just of any time, so why did the Chachomim require the Shliach should say before an Echtav? Let him just say before an Echtav. The testimony and the Ksile has nothing to do with the Kiyum Eidim. So the Gemara says, Kirobe bidinu du lisnoche, el mkei nos lachu vikim shtore zahom vidachom. So the Gemara explicitly says that according to Rabbi, we are and that's the reason as why the Chachamim require the Shliach to say also before the Nechta, in order that there should be a hacker that get is unique. We Rabbi midome. In other words, we shouldn't be cheshish for achruf v'kim shtore daume, because even without the requirement of before the Nechta, there is still a hacker. Why? Because hosom yadina noche before nai hosom mishaloi mehem noche yishememne hosom baldovaloi mehem noche baldovamehemen. So we have a hacker anyway, without the requirement of before I nechdam, of an nechdam. V'rove, omaloch, oto hoche, ki amgine yadina mili mehemne, v'chim dech amgine yadina mehemne, oso lachruf v'kim shtore daume bidechot. So in other words, so Rove says that we are cheshish. We are cheshish for the possibility of lachruf v'kim shtore daume. That's according to Rove, but according to Rabbi, it's much more from the Lashon HaGemara, that we are not cheshish, because even without the requirement of testifying on the ksive, there is a hekia. Because in all shtores, so what is the form of being mikayim? Fuyodanu. And here the form of being mikayim is through before an echtam. So maybe there is a hekia anyway. So it seems that there is a gemara mefureshes that Rabbi is not chenshis for a chlut v'mishtore daone. However, from the pashtes haloshin of the gemara, daf the zayin on the base, Komashmelon, that we are geizer, dil nosa lachruf v'kim shtore daome. So, the shita of Rav Meshe Bar Rav Yosef that all the Rishonim mentioned, So he's the Tino Chaname. According to Rabbi, there is no Choshe of the Umbos of Achlufe, Bishtor Zalme. So why does the Gemara say, Salgnai the Chamine, Hoyo Vuligoza, Rabbi Yud, Exeva Shem Yazda, Vukulei, the Umbos of Achlufe, Bikim Shtor Zalme, Videchot Namu, Vuligoza, Komash Milon, that we are Gezei. So he says, Rabbi Mishab, Rabbi Yisef says, that it doesn't mean the Umbos of Achlufe, it cheats with the Lishene, because according to Rabbi, So we are chesh for the Moshe Achlufe, and according to Rabbi, we are chesh zero shem yazad over the kulkule. So it's cheaper than lishene. But actually, the Gemara means komash melon that according to Rabbi, so we are zero shem yazad over the kulkule, and we do not mean the Moshe Achlufe. Of course, this is a deichak in the pashtus haloshen, but this is the sheet of Rabbi Mishmar Yisim. However, all the other lishenim. Because of this Gemara, Komash Melon, that we are Geizea, Dil Mosul Achlufe became Shtorah Zalme, so they say that even according to Rabbi, we are Geizea, Dil Meose Lachlufe. So, but, the Rishenim say it in two ways. Now, the Balamoye, let's say, and Teisves, the Balamoye and Teisves, they say it because Rabbi only says that if the whole time of before the Nechtam and before the Nechtam had been because of Kim Shtores, so then there wouldn't be a requirement of before the Nechtam. And we wouldn't have to be Cheshish because of Dil Mosel Achluv and Kim Shtores Alme, because there is a Heker anyway. So the Chachonim wouldn't have to be Misake, a testimony of before I nechtav to establish a heker, because there would be a heker anyway. What is the heker? The heker would be of the fact that here the requirement is to testify before I nechtav, not just your dati, but before I nechtav. This is what Rabbi says. So mainly the fact that the Chachomim require the Shliach to say before I nechtav also is a raya that Kiyum is not the only reason as to why the Chachomim were misake, but also because of Ibkin Lishmo. But once the Chachomim were misake, a takone, or before a nechtav, on the basis of the Choshe, maybe it's not Lishmo. So the Mele, even Rabbi is made that we are Chishe, still goes to Lachot. In other words, Rabbi only says that if there hadn't been a Choshe, if it hadn't been obligatory to say before I nechtam, on the basis of the possibility of Shaloi Lishmo, then we wouldn't have to be Cheshesh, Dilmos Lachlui Kishtor Dalme. But since there is a requirement of saying before I nechtam, on account of the Choshe, of the possibility, maybe it was signed Shaloi Lishmo, so Mimele there is a Choshe of Dilmos Lachlui Kishtor Dalme also. How can that be explained? Taisa says that. Teisa says it in the first period, and then Teisa says it in greater length in the second period, that the sign of Mitbeis, the Dibra Maschol Alam, the Kosova Shnaim Shevi, the Tetzri Chaleima. So, but how? What's the explanation? What's this for? Now, if there hadn't been a takone of before I nechtam on the basis of the possibility of Shaloi Lishmo, so then it would mean that we are not Cheshesh. Maybe it's written Shaloi Lishmo. If we are not Cheshesh, maybe it's written Shaloi Lishmo, so then, and the Chachomim were misake before I nechtam, the form of before I nechtam, not your dami, but before I nechtam, because of Kim Shtores, so then there wouldn't be any choshe, there wouldn't be any basis according to Rabbi for a choshe of Dil Moshe Lachlufe with Kim Shtores Daome, because how could people equate other Shtores with Get? They know that the Chachomim require a special form of Kiyum by Get, namely before night. I witness the signing. In other stories, there is no such form of Kiyum. I witness whether the Eidim were Mikai. distinguish other stories to distinguish get from other stories. Mimele, there wouldn't be any chshoshe or any chshoshe of Dilmos Lachmur Kishtor Dalme, because people would know that there is a distinction, there is a difference. How would they know the fact that the Chachamim required the Shliach to testify before Nayachtam, not just the deity? That would be the Hekeh. That would remind them that that get is unique. But now that the Chachamim required before Nayachtam because of the possibility of Shalom Lishmo, so then people wouldn't have a Hekeh. Because you couldn't say, the people have the Hekeh, that get is unique. That the kiyum of get is unique. Because people say the kiyum of get is not unique. But then somebody would point out the fact that here the Chachamim require a special form of kiyum. So then other people would say, do you know why the Chachamim require a special form, a special form of testimony before I left out? Not because the kiyum per se, the kiyum of get per se is unique, but because of the possibility maybe it was signed Shalom Lishmo. But as far as the authentication of the signatures is concerned, it's not unique. So Mele, we have to be gazing. This is the longest of the Balamoyer and of Thesis and of Nele Vishen. However, the Ramban in Chametz and in Chidushim, he says something else. He says that actually, that according to Maskoneh of Gemara, I mentioned that in the first verse, that according to Maskoneh of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yisrael the Rabbi, so then Rabbi is also chishis for Dilmos Elachlu for Kimshtar Dalman. When did the Gemara say that Dilmos Dalman, that Rabbi is not chishis for Dilmos Elachlu for? Because there is a hacker anyway, that is before the Gemara knew that Rabbi is Yisrael the Rabbi. So then the question was, the question arose, Rabbi my time will easily come. So why did the Gemara assume that according to Rabbi, so the only time of before Nechtam is because of Shalom Lishmo and not because of Kiyum? So the Gemara is the Kashe, the Gemara was bothered. How does Rabbi know that the whole time of before Nechtam is because of Shalom Lishmo? How does he know that it's not based upon the fact of the innate mitzvah kaimi? The time of innate mitzvah kaimi seems to be a very reasonable round. So, you know, and Rabbi, according to the Havamin of Gemara, was chilik at that time. So he must have a reason. Why was he chilik? So the Gemara was looking for a reason. So the Gemara said, no, the reason is why Rabbi says the takonah of Nechtam is based upon Shalom Lishmo, not upon Yidim Yitzri Kainim, because if it had been based upon Yidim Yitzri Kainim, so then Chachonim shouldn't be misakein before Nechtam, just before Nechtam. So then, so Gemara asks, so it's a kashet, it's Rove. How can it be based upon Yitzri Kainim? So what bearing does before Nechtam have on Kiyum Eides? So the Gemara says, because there is Dilmos Lechufi. So then the Gemara said, so how does Rabbi have a right from the fact that there is before Nechtav also required that the time is based upon Shalom Lishmo? Maybe the time is based upon Yitzhi Likani. This is more reasonable than the time of Yitzhi Lishmo. So how does he know that the time is based and in Yishmo Davke and not an Yitzhi Kaime? So the Gemara said, because Rabbi holds that there is no chosha of Lichluf anyway, because there is another Heker. The Heker consists in the special form of testimony. In other words, the fact that the Shliach is required to testify before Nechtam. So that was only as long as the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi. So then we had to explain, well, how did Rabbi know that the time of Rabbi is not sound? So the Meir and the Gemara had to resort to all that. But after the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Rabbi is easily the Rabbi, so then there are no kashes against Rabbi. Rabbi my time of Rabbi. Rabbi is just more thorough than Rabbi. He is chishish for all the possible choshes in the world. So he is chishish vorher die Mitzvah wie keine, in dies Cheshis vorher die Kiel Ischmo. So in Meile, we can say, that just the Srove is Cheshis for the possibility of the Umos Lachlufe, Rabbi is also Cheshis. Alright, these are the Shittes of Hashem. So Rashi says, Uman de Meikel of the Nami Gmore Mishnei Mishluchim, at the Loche Bos, Kim de Chadu di Gar Sime, Vil Masdak Sime, Osa Lachlufe, Kim Shtore Daol, Vin Dechot, Kedam Gino Terekam, Shnaimim, Rifon Inu Nech, And the Ramban says, whatever he says, is the Pshat in Rashi. Because he says, and this is what Rashi means. And then Rashi, the Ramban employs the expression, V'chol ha-pirish mi-pirush Rashi b'inyin zeh ki-pirish min-achayim. In other words, he's so convinced that this is the right Pshat in the Gemara. Shnayim eimrim foneinu nechta. V'echot shlishayim eimrim. Before the next time, name apostle, Mishum Haitaime. What do you mean, Mishum Haitaime? Again, according to the second version of Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. So even if I get this Yitzchak Tachas in Shneim, and as the Ramban points out, this is not a portion, that I get this Yitzchak in Shneim doesn't mean only from two, even Mitachas Kol HaShleisho Shebohem. In other words, two testify on the Ksime, and one testifies on the Ksime. And all the three are shluchim. They get this yitzi mitachas yad shlei shoshalot. So still the Tanakame, the Rabbanon say it's possible. Why? Because according to the second version, the Mishnah holds that asuya betray requires before the Achim Vanechtam, in other words, that's in accordance with Rabbi, because according to Rabbi, so asuya betray, there is no requirement for the Achim Vanechtam, and since there is a requirement, so Mimele, the Dechot, who testifies just on the Chsine, in as much as he doesn't testify on the Chsine, so there is no Hekka. If the same Dechot, the Shliach, who testifies on the Chsine, testifies also on the Chsine, then there is a Hekka. So people will not equate other stories with this. Masha'im came, if two others testify on the Chsine, and this Dechot testifies only on the Chsime, so then there is no Heker. So that's why it's possible, according to the Rabbanon, because of the Xenia, there was Lachlut Mishtore Dalme. But, and Rabbi Yehuda is not Jesus in this case of Dilmos Lachlut Mishtore Dalme, inasmuch as they are. So Rabbi Yehuda is not Jesus. The Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, the Chim Dibatzachim, the Lachlut, the Nama Xive, O Yehu Achir, Surios Lachlut, Uvigmore Amdinon, the Cholu Koyo Rabbi Yehuda Abba Rishenu. So Ula says that Chol Koyo Reb Yehuda Av Rishenu. In the case of Echodim Befon Enechta, Echodim Befon Enechta, so it's also kosher. Now the Gemara says it in the second version that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Agyatayz in Tachazim Mishneir. How about the first version? So all the Rishenim except the Balamoyeya, they say that this member of Ula, that Chol Koyo Reb Yehuda Av Rishenu, applies only to the second motion, that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Aget Yitzim Tachazim Mishneir. So then, Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylei Kivim Bo Rishenu. Because if the Get Yitzim Tachazim Mishneir, and so that means even the Reishim. So Echodim Befon Enechtav, Echodim Befon Enechtav. So the one who testifies on the Chsime is Ishliach. And the one who testifies on the Chsime is also Ishliach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we are not Gezer. So the Mele, it's kosher. Mashiach came according to the first lush. The Mishnah has reference to the case of Vein Agetitim Tachal Mishnayim. So in the case of Agetitim Tachal Mishnayim, then we don't require it for the Nechtam altogether. So when does the Mishnah say that it's possible? If Echodim are before the Nechtam, the Echodim are before the Nechtam, and the Get is not Yitzim Tachal Mishnayim. So who is the Shliach? Only the Eid who testifies on the Chsime. The Eid! The Dechot who testifies on the Ksive, so he's not in Mishliach. If he's not in Mishliach, so he's just in the Dechot Daome. In Dechot Daome is no Nemonis. So Mimele, so the net result is that we have only testimony on the Ksive, and not on the Ksive. So Mimele is false. This is what all the regimes say, except the Balamoya. And the Balamoya is the only one who says that Umes Memre applies is not only true of the second motion, but it's also true of the first motion. When we reach the Gemara, so we'll explain the Balaam Yashim. Alright. Echo de Emer for the Nechtam Kosher. Bidmora Miforish. Alright, the Gemara asks the kasha, Hoshu Romali, Hoton Lechod Zimne, and the Gemsayam Toshim, and the Nechtam, so the Gemara is the Teret, Ima Yavamin, Tzorich Milo Yoma, Kosher, Komash Milon. Before I Nechtam Chetzi, and Nechtam Kule, he posed, Hey Chetzi, you ain't the Chetzi, Rishin, of that, when the Mishnah says, that if the Shliach testifies, before I Nechtam, half of the text, I witness, the half of the writing of the text, I witness. And I witness both, the signing of both signatories. So it's possible. So, when he testifies as to half of the text, which half does he mean, does it mean? Does it have reference? Hey, Chatzir, Ilay Mechatzir Rishen, Chatzir Rishen, so the Chatzir Rishen contains the gist of the get. I mean the important part of the get. The Shemoyi, Shemoyi, Shor, Hazman, Hariyat Mechatzir Cholodom, and then, there are other material. Other materials are expressive of the Rishon, but another, the basic things. So in other words, the first step, so contains the basic provisions of the get. So why is it possible? After all, V'omar Rav Lezer, after the Kosev Roshita, Achas Lishmo, Shuvin Yitzorich, Elom Rav Ashi, Rashi doesn't mention Hariyat Mitzeres Lecholodom, but it's unreasonable to assume that according to Rashi, if he just saw, witnessed the Shemui, Shemui, Shemazman, and not Hariyat Mitzeres Lecholodom, that should be enough. After all, without Hariyat Mitzeres Lecholodom, so it's no good. Omer Rafriz, they love the Fushim. Yo. Omer Rashi, Chetia. Nah. Before I left of Kuli, before I left of Chetzi Apostle, Omer Rav Chisde, Vafi Mishnai Mid Malsem Az Yad Sheini Apostle, that when the Mishnah says, before I left of Kuli, before I left of Chetzi Apostle, so this din is true, this din of the Mishnah is true, even in the case where the second signature, so there are two other parties, Kosher Eidim, who verify it, who are behind it. So still it is possible. Now it's a tremendous chiddush. In other words, Rav Chisde is telling us a big chiddush over and above what is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that if the Shliach says, before I left of Kule, or before I left of Chetzi, let's say the two signatories are Reuven and Shimon. So, and the Shliach says, I witnessed the signing by Reuven. I didn't witness the signing by Shimon. The other signatory, the other way. But then two other parties, Kosher Eidim, come and they are Mikayim, that they say they recognize the signature of the alleged signatory of Shimon. They know his signature. So it is also possible. My time, oikule biki umayet, oikule bitakones hachon. Oikule bitakones hachon. In other words, because here the get couldn't be valid exclusively on the basis of the Haggadah of Tu'ed. Because the other Tu'edim, they are only Mikayim Shimon's signature. They are not Mikayim Reuven's signature. Who is Mikayim Reuven's signature? The Shliach. And in Kol HaTeri Kuli, in other stories, and in Dechot, even if he's a Shliach, he cannot be Mikayim. But here there is a special Kule. So the special Kule implies that either the whole get is validated in accordance with the general dinim of Kim Shtores, or if it is not validated in accordance with the general dinim of Kim Shtores, and it's on the basis of the special kule of the Takones Chachomim, so then you cannot be mitzari, tuki. Now, this is Rav Chisde's style. Then Stasis says, Kosova adli daik ashliach kokach, kishein kolaides miskaimus al yodim. So why do Stasis explain it on the basis of the fact that the Shliach is not Nidayik? After all, the Gemara mentioned the reason, because Oikulei B'kiyu Maget, either it's on the basis, either Ishtar is validated and verified on the basis of the general principles of Kim Shtores, or on the basis of the special Takone. But you cannot make a combination of the general principles and the special Halochet. Epic, peculiar to get. So there's the town. But Tesis explains it on the basis of the fact that since one chsime is verified not by the shliach, but by Kleidim. So the name of the shliach, is not so dire. So it's a different time. So why did Gemara say, "Oy kule b'kiva gelu kun rachamim"? But again, we have to apply what I mentioned many times, that there is muchach from the Teisves in connection with Mamishloshtun. Mamishloshtun is one of the three takones that is below time, and still Teisves and the Rosh and the Rishonim give it time. So why is it below time? There is a very good time in order to accommodate business people, so that business transactions should be more convenient. It shouldn't be so difficult, the carrying out the execution of business transactions. That's a very good time. The answer is, this is only a time as to the why, but it's not a time as to the how. So generally, Takonis Chachomim have to have two rationales. One rationale from the point of view of the why, and the other rationale from the point of view of the how. So mele, the Gemara says, that's the rationale from the point of view of the why. But how? How? I mean, it wouldn't even make sense. So even though there is a very good reason from the point of view of the why, in order that the Takonis Chachomim should be more uniform and shouldn't be so complicated, it's a very good reason from the point of view of the why. Oy kulei b'kiyum aget, oy kulei b'Takonis Chachomim. Either a certain aloche is explained exclusively on the basis of the general principles, or it's validated on the basis of the special takone of get, but not on the basis of a combination of both. This is a very good reason from the point of view of the why, because this is conducive to simplicity and to clarity, but it's not a good reason from the point of view of the how. So what is the time of the how? Because l'dayik ha-shliach kol kach. Good slide. All right. Mask of the Lord. Me can be the deal of a hot kosher, has to be a tray posel, hello, my robe. Let's see the Rashi. Oh, my Rashi. Oh, my Rashi. The love with which you must listen, or say, look, you must listen, or say, it was for the day, Macy. They may reduce it. That people schneid and a shoot me eating. She makir and yadi the Serashini, she lay the shmir hall of the post. Ki maget, I need him, I'm eating, I'm his maid. There's the general preaching. Principle applicable to all kishtores. Takonis chachomim midis ashliya sheminu chachomim kishnayim. So mi kemide di lo machat kosher imoya ashliya chani makirom kosher ba'pu lo ma before nechta yocham b'nufer kamid chomay yediyah ni meemu b'shvayit kamaise. So itzchashe rishitose dat gimu. There we had the machleikes between Rashi and Teitz. Now the Gemara says that according to Rove. So that the whole town of Ifanechtam is only because of Kiyum, so the Mele Yodati is also enough. So Rashi says that Yodati is also enough, even if the Shliach, who is only an Idechot, doesn't testify, I saw the signing of the Edes, but I just am familiar with the signatures of the purporting witnesses, signatories. So it's also Teitzves and all the other Rishonim Achilik on Rashi. And they say, if the Shliach by himself, instead of testifying before Nei Nechtam, he says, Yodati Eschusim Eisom, Vani Makir Eschusim Eisom, then it's not good, even according to Rove, it's not good. But when does Gemara say that Yodati is good? When two Eidim say Yodati, not if one, the Shliach, who is an Idechot, says Yodati. So Rashi Rishito say that according to Rove, the Shliach by himself says Yodati, so it's enough. So the Mele, he explains Rove's Kashi against Rav Chisde. How can you, Rav Chisde, say that if the Shliach is Mikai, says before Nei Nechtam, on Rubin's Chesed, but he doesn't say before Nei Nechtam, on Shimon's Chesed, but two other Eidim testify that they recognize Shimon's Chesed, so it's still possible. It's still possible. How is it possible? Suppose the same Shliach would say, "An Ruben's Chesime before I Nechtam, An Shimon's Chesime Yodati." Or even if he would say Yodati on both Chesimes. So in either case, it would be good enough. And if the Shliach testifies before I nechta man gubis chzime. And then shimin chzime, deatu eidi would say yodati. If the shliach by himself with an edechot would say yodati and shimin chzime, it would be good. But if instead of the shliach with an edechot saying yodati and shimin chzime, two eidim that have nemones in kolat ere kule, say yodati, yodanu, then it's not good. That's inconceivable. This is the kasha of Rob. This is the kasha of Rob. So Meir Rav says, "Elo Marom, afil hu v'achel miyidi nalchimas yacheni is post my time ose lachufe b'kim shtirel de'almi v'konofi nakerim v'bomeine apume dechatzat." In other words, so according to Rav, if let's say the shliach would say, "I'm going to chasim before I nechta," and on Shimon chasim, there would be 2 eidim. Who are makir, then it would be kosher. But the Rav's chiddush is that if, let's say, the shliach would testify before the nechta man ruvi chasime, and on Shimon's chasime, he would say, "I didn't see how Shimon signed his name, but I'm familiar very well with Shimon's signature, and I recognize its authenticity, that it is his signature." And then another person, another aid, an idechot, joins him, so then it is possible. Then it is possible. Why is it possible? So he says, because of the Xeira Dilmos Lachul Kishtore Dalme, we could not fit Nakri Lomena, Pumid Hatzade. Now, what's the procedure in Shtores generally? So when we have two signatories, so if the two signatories come to Bezin, and each one verifies his own signature, so that's a good way of being mikayim the shtar. Now, if 2 eidim, the signatories themselves are mikayim, is one of the ways how to be mikayim the shtar. So then, each one, let's say the signatories are Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin, each one verifies his own signature, so it becomes mikayim. So each one accomplishes 50% of the agodah. Because each one becomes just 50%. But suppose Reuven and Shimon are the signatories on the shtar, and then Shimon died. Then Reuven comes together with Levi. He's a third party to Bez. And Reuven says, "This is my signature." So that accomplishes 50%. Reuven's testimony. And he, together with Levi, testified that they recognize the signature of Shimon who is dead. So then it's not good. Why? Because the Torah says, "Al pishnai meidim yochum davar." So there has to be parity between the effect of the testimony of each witness. In other words, when 2 eidim testify one thing, so each one accomplishes, there is parity. Each one accomplishes 50%. But here, by virtue of the testimony of Reuven, on his own signature, he accomplishes 50%. Then, Reuven together with Levi testify on the genuineness of Shimon's signature. So, in that testimony, so 25% is accomplished by Reuven and 25% by Levi. So that means that there is no parity. So he affects 75% of the testimony. Reuven and Levi 25%. So there is no parity between the 2 eidim, so it's not good. So Mimele, if we would allow, actually we should, on the basis of its merit, we should allow it. If the Shliach would testify before Nainechtam Reuven's signature, before Nainechtam's signature, and then, and in regard to Shimon's signature, the Shliach with another person, Yashuk, would testify, Yodanu, so it should be good. But if we were to allow this here, so then people would say, here too, Reuven is accomplishing 75% of that body. And the third person, Nashuk, the other part in Nashuk, so he's accomplishing 25%. But here it's no chisom. Because here we don't require all the dinim of Eidus. But if we would allow it here, then people would allow it in the case where one of the Eidim died, and then the surviving Eid, together with another person, Nashuk, would testify on the signature of the dead witness. And there it would be possible. So maybe here we also pass. Oh, Maskul Ravashi. So on its merit, there would be no chisor. The oblavacher have mischasher atumi. Dein rabbonon kitrei. El mishum gzira shosh toresu. Nakri vilomeine. Klamomi yitzal pi froser vi. But, el omar abashe. Atleim rani leicheni posu. Anu leicheni haini ki maget ki shosh tores. The odomei zeksav yodi. Now, so this is the kashi. Against Ravashi himself, vim tema umi kemide di loma b'fon anechtam kosher umishum di omar ani wei cheni posel v'nir al riik meshema b'yerushal dich yomar ani wei cheni nase kenegeya b'ideise di nired lekavro lohoi al chsimas hasheni kidei shetizkaye ein schzumos. So the reason is why Ravashi says that if the shliach the shliach testifies on Reuven's signature, and then the shliach says, "I am Shimon. I am Shimon." So that means, as far as Shimon's signature is concerned, so it is niskayim in accordance with the general principle of kim shtoris. In other words, the two eidim, each one of whom verifies his own signature, so it's niskayim that way. So Shimon is the shliach, and Shimon is the other witness. So that's the kiyum of Shimon's signature is in accordance with the general principle of kiyum shtoris. But then, Reuven's signature is mikayim on the basis of takonet. So it's not good because oikulei became a get and kulei hachonet. So he says, Yerushalmi says that the reason as to why it's possible, because it smells it, that the reason as to why he testifies on the genuineness of Reuven's signature is because he wants his own signature to be established, even though on that he doesn't need anything else, because that's the general way of establishing one's own signature. But it might look that way, that the reason as to why he testifies on Reuven's signature is because he wants to establish his own signature. So it smells like negiah, but he doesn't mean that it's negiah. First of all, the union of negiah, that is possible Eides, Nigia is possible Eides. But the union of Nigia that is possible Eides is only a monetary Nigia. But not other Nigias. I mean, a Nigia of Kobet does not make one in a game. Does not make one in a game. Only a Nigia, a monetary Nigia. A monetary, if he has a monetary interest in testifying the testimony that he testifies. So, and then, it's not even a real negiah, even from the point of view of Kovet, it's not a real negiah. But it smells like a negiah. V'im teima al dechiv di taim u mishimochu, lo mo meima mishimo ikule bikim aget, v'yei shleima adu shim lav taim u gomor uze, I lav taim u do ikule bikim aget, dein ze negiah b'des mamish. Apart from the fact that it is only a negiah moment is considered negiah, this is not even like a real covet negiah. So what is the pshat and teis again is in line with the same reason. In other words, the takonis chachomim have to have a rationale from the point of view of the why and from the point of view of the how. So the rationale from the point of view of the why is oikoi b'kiyum aget, oikoi b'takolos chachomim. But that's a very good reason from the point of view of the why. But it's not a very good reason from the point of view of the how. It has to make sense. The how also has to make sense. So the reason from the point of view of the how is because it smells like negeah. But it's not real negeah. So because of the reason from the point of view of the why, so memele the chachomim or misakim that it's possible. Now this states this. So Rashi explains the Gemara in Pishtosei, and Tetzis explains the Gemara in Pishtosei. The Kahmir is Brasilio, 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 the Kahmir is